and welcome to this licensing committee. Before I say anything else, can I say a big apology to you all for what happened the other morning, the other afternoon, when I couldn't get through on the computer. So I do give you a big apology. I do apologise about that. And can I ask, this meeting will be recorded. Can I ask that you make sure that your mobile phone is on silent or switched off, please? I'm Councillor Anne Edgler, and I will be chairing this meeting along with my colleagues, Councillor Ray Sutherland and Councillor Angela Loughrand. And can I ask the officers then to introduce themselves, please? Can I start with you, Kate, please? Katie.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Katie McKinney. I'm the Licensing Enforcement Officer, standing in for Julie Wallace today as the Licensing Officer.
Thank you. Fiona, can I ask you to introduce yourself, please?
Yes, Chair. Fiona Samood, I'm solicitor and I'm advising the committee today.
Thank you very much. Robert, would you like to introduce yourself, seeing as you were in the meeting, please?
Yes, Madam Chairman, it's Robert Simpson. I'm Head of Operations at Stafford Borough Council.
Thank you very much. And Andrew?
Thank you. I'm Andrew Bailey, Scrutiny Officer. I'm clerk to the subcommittee this morning.
Thank you very much for that. Right. Can I ask you then, Katie? Sorry, Andrew, are we in any apologies, please?
There's no apologies, Madam Chair.
No, thank you. Katie, can I ask you to outline the details of the application then, please?
Of course. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yes, good morning, everybody. The purpose of the report this morning is to consider an application for a premises licence for the Great British Beer Company Limited, 149 Newport Road, Stafford, Staffordshire, ST162EZ. On the 22nd of February 2021, the Council received a premises licence application for the Great British Beer Company, 149 Newport Road, Stafford. However, the consultation time had to be restarted due to a clerical error by the applicant regarding on sales and off sales. Therefore, the consultation end date was 24th of March 2021. The application was made by Mr. Jack Taylor, the director of the Great British Beer Company Limited of 147 Newport Road, Stafford, ST162EZ. On the 24th of February 2021, an email was received from Staffordshire Police Licensing Team making representations stating that in its current form, the application would not promote the licensing objectives. However, they also stated they consulted with the applicant and agreed amendments to the operating schedule, so the application was no longer contested. On 6th of March 2021, a relevant representation was received from Express Curtains Stafford. On the 12th of March 2021, a relevant representation was received from Couture Leisure Limited. On 22nd of March 2021, an email was received from Trading Standards attaching negotiated and agreed conditions with Mr. Taylor. There were no other representations from any other responsible authorities. Documents relating to the application, correspondence with the police, Trading Standards, and representations from Express Curtains and Couture Leisure Limited are attached as the appendix. The committee is therefore asked to consider the report and determine whether to grant the licence as applied for. Obviously, the procedure for the meetings for the subcommittee is attached to this report. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Katie. Right, could I ask Mr. Whitehouse, would you like to give your presentation, please, and introduce yourself? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Steve Whitehouse, one of the directors of Express Curtains in Stafford. We put an objection in, basically. If anybody's looked at the application, you could see there is a map, it's enclosed. The rear of Express Curtains has two legitimate parking spaces. They were put in place quite a few years ago after some legal problems, really, because if anybody lives in Stafford, they know the land was all the, you know, it's been the bus depot and all sorts. So it did take a bit of work to get these two spaces put in. They were actually made legal, everything went to land registry and actually part of 7 Bridge Street, Stafford. So they own two spaces at the rear there. It's all marked out, etc. One of the problems with the rear is that we unload and load most days with our workforce, and we have those two spaces. One of the problems at the moment is that where the application wants, it's right on the corner of the premises. And I think I've enclosed two photographs with application to show really how close it is. With our two cars there, there is very little access to the rear of the premises. So we have got concerns really that, you know, it is restricted for himself and for us. If there's any deliveries or anybody parking there to collections, then it's going to disrupt our business. Those spaces did take a lot of work to get. They did cost a lot of money and we need them. So that's part of my application really to the rear of the premises. I have got the second one, and that is really as well to do with the area. As you all know, there is quite a few public houses, Witherspoons, The Sun, The Tap House, Couture, Casa, they're all around the area. And there's even an off-licence opposite the newsagents. And I have got concerns that the council have granted a PSBO in that area. And now we're looking at trying to set up another off-licence there. It is going to become a drinking area around there. And we have had problems at Express Kearns with most Saturday mornings and Monday mornings, we end up cleaning the front of the shop, which is not nice. Mm-hmm. What I do have, and if Madam Chair allow me, is one last part of my application, really. And it's to do with when I submitted my objection. What happened after I put the objection in, it became apparent that on the Facebook page of Devil's Tap House and Devil's Bottles House, it was announced that we'd put on objections. Express Kearns and the nightclub were actually named on it. This resulted in quite a bit of defamatory comments and abuse regarding Express Kearns and Couture, to an extent that I'm not even going to read out some of the things that were named on there. Some of them were quite explicit. And I think I would like to read one out, if Madam Chair would allow me.
Carry on. Yes, thank you.
This is one post that was actually put on the Tap House. Head down, mate. Let the process take its course. Councillors aren't stupid. They can spot knobheads from 8.4 miles away. I went toe-to-toe with some neighbours and made the papers. Would you wound my neck in and we won through. After we got the application through, I killed my neighbours.
Thank you.
That's a post that was put on there, which you can imagine is quite upsetting, especially when it refers to neighbours.
Yeah.
I would like to point out we did contact Facebook and we had them removed from the Devil's Tap House, but we never got them removed from the Bottle House. They are actually still there. And as I say, they're there to view for anybody. So
thank you.
What I would like the committee to consider is that, you know, this is trial by social media. And I'm not happy with it. And I would like it to be considered when you think that, is this conducive with what you want as a publican in the Borough of Stafford? Thank you, committee. And thank you, Madam Chair.
Well, thank you, Mr. Whitehouse, for coming along and giving your presentation and taking the time out this morning to do that. The trouble is with Facebook, we all get things said on there that are not pleasant, so this is not really, you know, but thank you for coming along at any rate. So we'll carry on. Mr. Nick, is it, come from Couture? Is it Mr. White?
It's Nick Parkinson.
Nick Parkinson. Thank you, Chair. Mr. Parkinson. Would you like to give your presenters,
Chairman, before you carry on, the committee have got the right to question the objector, unless you were questioning everyone, the objectors as one.
I'm waiting for, I want Mr. Parkinson to give his presentation and then we will, come back to that. Yeah, okay. Is that okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
So, sorry, Mr. Parkinson, would you like to introduce yourself and give your presentation?
Yeah,
please?
I would. Yeah, I'm Nick Parkinson, representing Couture Leisure Limited. Obviously, we've raised an objection on a couple of matters in relation to the possible granting of this premises licence. I'd like to reiterate Steve's comments. We were taken aback that a publican, supposedly a responsible licensee, would go ahead and put things like that on his business social media page. Yeah, it worries me that someone like that would have a license for an off license in the town centre. Off licenses, particularly nearby licensed premises like ours, must be very, very responsible. You know, there's every chance we're going to end up turning people away from the venue, or, you know, people maybe have too much to drink to get in. Are they then going to go outside his venue, outside his off license, congregate, drink alcohol on the streets? I mean, that's the crux, really, of our objection. Obviously, there's the access issues in relation to back the back of it. He's currently got no fire exits, and he's got no no license granted for a fire exit, nor has he sought one. And this all relates to the car parking issues Steve was talking about. Now, not to get into that too much, without that fire exit, I don't see how the premises could operate. And it also worries me that someone would go ahead and try to operate a premises without a fire exit. And that's the main parts of our objection. It's basically to do with the serving of high-strength alcohol late at night in a town centre, unsupervised, and also the exit use onto our land, which would be the rear car park behind his proposed off license.
Have you finished your
Steve said it quite eloquently, you know, the bits and pieces, and I think, you know, we sort of shadowed each other really by the looks of it.
Right. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for coming along this morning, giving your presentation, Mr. Parkinson. Mr. Jack Taylor, would you like to introduce yourself? And if you've got any questions to the people that's given that presentation, the presentation, please.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, Madam Chairman. My name's Jack Taylor. I'm the director of the Great British Beer Company, the applicant. We have got a few questions for the objectors. So if we start with Mr. Whitehouse from Express Curtains, if that's okay with yourself.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mr. Whitehouse, have you ever objected to any other licensing application?
No.
Okay. Only to point to what you mentioned in this, you state that especially as there are currently more than enough alcohol facilities within 50 metres of the applicant. Have you ever heard of Ship Aground?
Sorry, Mr. Taylor, your audio is breaking up for me. I don't know if it's the same for anybody else.
We're having trouble with some sound here.
Are you able to hear me now?
That's better, yeah.
Yeah.
Fine, thank you. Yeah.
Mr. Whitehouse, have you ever heard of Ship Aground?
No.
Interestingly, Ship Aground is 20 metres away from your front door, and a licence application has just been received for this, for on and off sales alcohol consumption, and a licence was granted with no objection from yourself. Why would this be?
Chair, can I just interject to this?
I don't understand what this has to do with your application.
The application's quite
yeah, sorry,
Fiona, please come in.
The questions need to be directed in relation to the application before the committee.
It is, sorry.
Can you direct your questions in terms of that, as opposed to referring to other establishments?
It's regarding the objection.
Okay. If you phrase it in relation to the application.
Okay, thank you, sorry. So, Mr. Whitehouse, on your objection, you say there are enough applicant, there are enough venues within the area and within 50 metres of yourself. You've just stated that you've never raised an objection apart from this one after we've had personal issues and arguments at the rear of our property before. I raise a concern that your objection is more of a personal basis, as the fact that there have been four other licensing applications within less than 50 metres of our premises. So my question to you is, why have you objected to our application and not, for example, my other premises, the Devil's Tap House, which is serving on and off sales?
Do you want to come in there, Mr. White?
The actual grounds for this is actual access. There's nothing wrong with serving alcohol around the area for the tap house. We've had no problems whatsoever with the tap house. All of a sudden, for some reason, Mr. Taylor started to park and put beer barrels, etc., to the rear of our premises, making our access very, very difficult. There are some photographs showing that he's actually put the beer barrels and even pallets there where we can't open our doors when we park. There's been actual, you know, I'm not going to get into a dispute about the parking. All I'm going to say is that that's our parking rights. We've asked for those spaces. They're perfectly legal and we need them. And that's as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you very much for that. Did everybody hear what Mr. Whitehouse was saying there? It was a bit crackly, but did anybody pick up everything that Mr. Whitehouse said?
Yeah.
Thank you,
Chairman, but it was with difficulty. There seemed to be a lot of cackling in the background.
Yes, yeah.
Madam Chair, could I just ask Katie McKinney from Licensing just to clarify something regarding these objections on this meeting? It's quite relevant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Katie, could you just confirm that which parts of these objections have actually been accepted by the council as parts of these aren't relevant? And after an email that we received back from Licensing, I think it's worth the committee to be aware of which bits we're actually looking at rather than the whole of these objections.
Concerning Mr. Whitehouse's objection, obviously from Express Curtains, very strong link to obviously crime and disorder. Obviously he's saying he's got, you know, concerns obviously because he's had to deal with the fact that there are licensed premises in the area, and obviously that's crime and disorder. And I think I'm pretty sure that's been explained already.
No, that's fine. Can you just confirm though that, for example, the rear of the premises and the fire exit was not part of the relevant part that was accepted by the licensing authority? That was on the email that I think Julie Wallace sent to us.
Can you answer that, Katie, or not?
So, Julie, obviously it was confirmed to you that the representation from Express Curtain was on the basis of the crime disorder licensing objective. Okay.
Have you got anything else to ask Mr. Taylor? Would you like to ask Mr. Nick Parkinson from Couture any questions?
Mr. Parkinson, where do you get the assumption that we'll be selling high-strength alcohol from?
Will you be selling high-strength alcohol? I'd assume so. With an off-licence premises, they're predominantly stronger than sort of 4%. Anything above that, really, in a single serve, is considered high-strength.
Okay, so you haven't, for example, communicated with us to talk through to see what
we've found it very difficult communicating with you on a number of matters, Jack, from what I've gathered from the office. I've been on furlough throughout all this, so I've been taken off furlough this particular week for this meeting. So, you know, I'm not quite au fait with the level of communication, but from what I'm advised from the office, Jack, you're quite confrontational, hence some of the issues that have arose.
And regarding the late hours proposed, I mean, we're looking at closing at 6, 7pm at night, so I don't see the...
And what time did you have on the licence application?
The licence application itself is till 11.
If you close in 6, 7, perhaps the best way, I mean, if the licence application was varied to 6 or 7 o'clock, that would solve a lot of our issues.
I'm not convinced it would. Anyhow, that's all I have, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, all of you, for your presentations. Right, I'm going to take it to the committee now and ask the committee members, Councillor Loughran and Councillor Sutherland. Councillor Loughran, have you any questions, please?
Yes, please, Chairman, if you don't mind. I would actually like to ask Mr. Whitehouse some Express Curtains. You do say that you have two designated car parking areas at the back of your premises. Are these car parking areas clearly defined by, for example, white lines like we see parking defined in car parks? Is your car parking at the back of your premises clearly defined by white lines?
I'll answer that one. We own the majority of the land.
Sorry, but this is to Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you, Angela. Yes, they are. Since we've had problems with the parking, I have actually remarked the yellow lines. They're all in proportion to what was agreed on the land registry, and they've all been measured to be exactly that. So yes, they are marked, and they are well defined.
Well, can I come back, Chairman?
Yes, please do.
White House, you have just said that since you have had problems with parking, you have clearly defined your two parking bays. Oh, you didn't tell us about the problems you have had with your parking. When did the parking problems begin, and with whom?
Okay. What the deeds define is that we have two parking spaces where we're allowed to put four car registrations down to use those two spaces. And again, this has all been done legally through the deeds. What has happened is that we've had other cars parked on those spaces, and again, Mr. Taylor knows this. Since then, that has generated six registrations on those spaces. As part of that, because it is an AMPR, automatic number plate registration car park, we have now got £700 worth of parking tickets because of this parking problems, which we're trying to work through legally to get them removed. So we have had parking problems. As soon as someone else parks on those spaces, which is not one of our registrations, it generates a parking fine for us of £100. So it does cause us a lot of problems.
Can I say, Chairman, the quality of the sound from Mr. Whitehouse is not very...
Not very clear, is it?
And yet it seems to be clearer from everyone else. I'm not having a problem from yourself, nor from Katie, but I'm just wondering why I'm having a problem with Mr. Whitehouse's.
Can I suggest you switch, go on to mute again and switch it back on, Mr. Whitehouse, and see whether that clears it? I'm not saying it will, but it might help. Or even switch your video off and just have the sound on. Can you do that, please?
Are you asking that too? Sorry.
Could you possibly go on to mute just for a few seconds, then switch it back on and see if it clears? It's very crackly, your voice, and people are having trouble hearing what you're saying.
Just to let you know, I'm getting the same off everybody else as well, so I'm getting all crackly and everything from everybody.
So, right, okay. Would it help then if you switch your video off? It might. I mean, I've heard people say this in other meetings. If you switch, have you got any suggestions, Andrew?
Madam Chairman, normally with sound issues, we say take your video off, and that might free the bandwidth.
Yeah, just switch your video off and see whether that clears it. Technology is at its best.
Is that better?
Carry on talking. Let's see if it...
Is that any better?
It's a little better. If you... Right. Angela, do you want to put that question again, please?
Yes, I did say, Mr. Whitehouse, I do know that you did answer, but I didn't hear very clearly what you were saying. My question was, are your parking spaces clearly defined, and were they clearly defined because you were having parking problems, and what was causing the parking problems?
Okay, Andrew, I'll hopefully you can hear me now, and I'll try and speak a bit slower and clearer. We have, with the deeds of the two parking spaces, we're allowed four car registrations in those spaces. As soon as anybody else parks there, it generates another registration. At the moment, there are six registrations, four of ours and two others that have been parking there. These have generated over £700 worth of parking fines because of the car parking operation of automatic number plate registration, pay and display type. So we are working with the car park owners at the moment to try and get these fines removed. So it does cause us problems. It does generate parking fines. And as I say, they are for our business use. So hopefully that answers your question.
No, I'm assuming then that the car parking problems are, or your fines are because your employees are parking in places where they shouldn't be parking. Am I correct? You can't be having parking tickets for parking in your own parking spaces.
Are you there, Mr. Whitehouse?
Yes, I am. Yes, the two parking spaces have four car parking registrations allotted to them.
So
we can have any two of those four parking there. Anybody else have to park off-site at bay. Since then, we've had two more registrations, which are not our vehicles. One of them belongs to Mr. Taylor, actually parking on that space. As soon as somebody else parks in that space, it generates a parking fine for Express Curtains. It actually comes to us because those are our spaces. At the moment, we've got £700 worth of parking fines that we're working through to try and say they're not our cars.
But surely parking tickets cannot be sent to anyone other than the owner of the vehicle who is parking there. I mean, as a recipient of parking tickets, I've got to say, I have actually had the parking fine sent to me, and I'm not quite understanding why parking tickets would be sent to you if it was not your four vehicle, one of your four vehicles that were parked there. Why would you at Express Curtains be giving parking tickets for one other person or some other person's vehicles being parked in your designated parking areas? I'm not following that at all.
I completely understand that. It is very complicated, as I say, this took a few years to get through. The two parking spaces are actually allocated to 7 Bridge Street, Express Curtains. So if there's any parking violations, they actually come to Express Curtains. So it doesn't come through to the car registration as it would on a normal AMPR. They are our two spaces. If anybody parks in there that isn't one of those registrations, or if we park three cars there, we would have a parking violation. I understand it doesn't work as normal. It is complicated, hence we have to sort of work with the system we've got and make sure that it works properly.
I'm sorry, I really just can't.
Very difficult.
That's the problem there. And I would have thought that, you know, surely if your company are being issued with parking tickets that none of your employees merited, then surely you would send them back. I wouldn't have £700 parking tickets if none of the cars belonged to me. Anyway, let's leave that just now. You complained about Facebook comments. And do you know who actually put these comments on Facebook?
Everything on Facebook has got a name attached to it. The actual first naming of Express Curtains came from Mr. Taylor. And then it just sort of got on from there. So anybody, I think there was 79 posts in the end. All comments about Express Curtains, and as I say, some of them are quite vulgar and defamatory, really.
I wasn't aware that comments on Facebook were traceable to the person who actually posted them there, and that seems to be the major problem.
Yeah.
And that to make accusations that a certain person made those comments. I would have thought that those comments would then be reported to the police immediately if they could in fact be traced to an individual person. I'll leave it at that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Loughran. Councillor Sutherland, would you like to come in?
Yes, thanks.
Last questions.
Very difficult to hear what is being said.
I think we're just about Steve picking Whitehouse. Up.
I think I'm not quite sure if one of the ways of trying to clear it is to actually leave the meeting and then come back in, because it is extremely difficult
to hear what's being said.
I don't want to talk about the parking issues because I think I fully understand the situation. There's two parking for two spaces and for four cars, and those four cars have are registered. Their registration numbers are there. However, the thing that I wanted to ask is on the right-hand side of the photographs that was sent are numerous beer barrels. Who do these beer barrels belong to? Can you tell me that, please?
Mr. Whitehouse or Mr.
They belong to... Yeah, I believe they belong to the tap house. Mr. Taylor might be better to answer that.
The tap house. Mr. Taylor,
Councillor Sutherland, can we hold that until Mr. Taylor's given his presentation, and then we can question him on that then, if that's okay?
Certainly, yeah. The situation regarding Facebook is always a difficult one.
Mm.
It's a difficult one for all of us in the public domain, and all you can really do is ignore it or take it to the police and ask Facebook to remove it. So I'm not going to go on further than that. I don't think there's anything else I have to ask at this point, Madam Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sutherland. Well, I think the parking issue has been the main thing, which is one thing I wanted to question, but Councillor Loughran's already asked that question. So we'll move forward with...
excuse me, Chairman.
Sorry. Yes, Angela.
Are we going to question Couture, please?
Okay, that's fine. Yes, sorry. Carry on. Yes.
If I may... Chair, before we move on to there, I've just got a couple of questions. If I could ask Mr. Whitehouse.
Yes, please. I'll come back to you, Councillor Loughran.
Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, I just need confirmation on a couple of things. In terms of in relation to Facebook, you referred to two accounts. Now, did you say it was Devil's Tap House and another account?
Mr. Whitehouse, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes. The two accounts are the Devil's Tap House and the Devil's Bottle House. I believe the application today is for the Bottle House.
Right, okay. And you said a connection with the actual applicant in relation to this matter. So are you indicating that it's the Devil Tap House that the application is for?
The Devil Tap House is the one that's already there. The Devil's Bottles House is the application today.
Okay, that's not
the comments. Comments are on both sides.
And you said in your representation, you confirmed that it was the applicant, as in Mr. Taylor, that had released the information about you making an objection. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And how are you aware that is the case?
Again, on Facebook, it's quite clear that from the Devil's Tap House that it had actually been released, and part of my objection was actually shown on there.
Right, okay. And just finally, in terms of the parking, you indicated that Mr. Taylor was using one of the spaces.
Correct.
And are you indicating that this is the subject of some of these unauthorised tickets that you've received?
Are you there, Mr. Whitehouse?
Yes, sorry, I've lost the audio then. I didn't hear the full question.
Okay. Are you indicating that some of these tickets, the unauthorised parking where you've received fines in excess of £700, are you indicating that some of these belong to Mr. Taylor in terms of him parking his car there?
All I know is that as soon as there's more than the four car registrations which we have actually put there, we get a parking ticket. I don't know all the other registrations that are there. I know that we've got our four there, and as soon as it's not one of those, it generates a parking ticket for Express Curtains.
Okay, so finally, in terms of any of these tickets that you received, have you spoken to Mr. Taylor about any of these parking tickets that you've had?
No, I haven't.
Right, okay. That's lovely, thank you.
Well, thank you. Sorry, Mr. Whitehouse, you were saying?
All I was going to say is I don't need to speak to Mr. Taylor about them. I need to speak to the ANPR on parking eye to try and get them removed.
I'm going to pause this meeting for a moment and ask Mr. Whitehouse to switch off and come back into the meeting to see whether it clears it on the advice of Mr. Councillor Sutherland. He said it might work. So I'm going to pause the meeting for a minute. And Mr. Whitehouse, could you leave the meeting and come back in again and let's see if it clears it? Because we're only halfway through the meeting and it's most important that they hear what Mr. Taylor's got to say and any questions, relevant questions that you've got. So just we're going to pause for a minute, and if you leave and then come back in and let us know when you're back in. Okay.
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you. Yes, no problem.
Good evening. Right, okay, so I'll now just redress and say, is there any questions that anybody wants to ask Mr. Parkinson or Mr. Whitehouse, or can we move on? No more questions for those two? Yes, Councillor Loughran? You're on mute, Angela. Angela, you're on mute. Thank you.
I'm sorry, we seem to be messing about, don't we?
Yeah.
Sorry about this. Yes, I wanted to speak with Mr. Parkinson from Couture, because he, in actual fact, had made reference to the fact that there was no fire exit. And I would like to ask him, did you receive, Mr. Parkinson, the photographs that were sent in? Because they were attached to the agenda. Mm. And I had looked at the photographs that had been submitted. I know that you didn't submit them, but in looking at the photographs, it looks to me as if there are, in fact, exits at the back of those premises.
That's correct, there are. But no license has been granted for the use of those exits as fire exits onto that land that's owned by Cachorra Leisure Limited.
I'm not asking you that question, Mr. Parkinson. I'm saying that the doors that I can see at the back of the premises there, can you assure me that those do not, none of those doors belong to 149 Newport Road?
I can't assure you either way. Right. I know, though, none of those buildings has got a fire exit license to go onto that land. Therefore, it doesn't matter what's on those doors, whether it says fire exit or not. They're not allowed to be used at all as a fire exit for those premises.
Thank you. Mr. Whitehouse, you've got your hand up. You like to speak?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The two photographs that are submitted, the one photograph, with it shown in the corner, is actually 149, and that is the adjacent premises to Express Curtains. So,
can I ask, please, is that the one that has the parking notice above it?
That is correct, yes. That is
right, thank you very much.
Madam Chair, if I could just like to, I know we're talking about fire exits, and it has been mentioned. One of the emails that we had from Mr. Taylor did state, and I would like to read it, "I have since measured the distances from my property's fire exits, and after consulting with Staffordshire Fire and Rescue Service, can confirm that should a vehicle be parked in the space closest to my properties, this would cause a breach of the Fire Reform Act and would not allow ample space for evacuation in the event of a fire at the property." So it was actually Mr. Taylor that went to Staffordshire Fire and Rescue Service to ask about the fire exits on his property, which, so it was him that actually looked. Just, I don't know whether it's relevant, but I was a firefighter for 35 years in Staffordshire, working at Stafford, and did a lot of work under the Fire Precautions Act and the Regulatory Reform Order when he was licensing, before you know, it changed over. So I'm well aware of all the fire regulations, and those are not fire exits.
Yeah, can I?
Yes, Fiona, please come in.
In terms of Mr. Whitehouse's personal experience, that's not a matter for the committee.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
I'm going to move on now and ask Mr. Taylor if he would like to give his presentation, please, to the committee and to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam
Taylor. Would you like to introduce yourself as well?
Yes, no problem. So, Madam Chair, committee, my name is Jack Taylor. I am the director of the Great British Beer Company. We've placed an application for Great British Beer Company at 149 Newport Road and for an off-sales licence for this premises. Personal experience, myself, I have previously ran and been a licensee now for 4 years within Stafford Town Centre as well, including running a very successful live music venue in the Bear in Stafford, which I ran for 2 years. So I have a fair experience in regards to licensing and ensuring that all licensing objectives are kept to, as I hope you can agree that's what we need in the town to create a nice atmosphere. Going to why we're doing this. So we believe there's a gap in the market within Stafford Borough and within the town centre, and most of our products that we sell are canned and bottled products, along with items for home draft machines. So these items come in rather large containers that can't be consumed on the street. So for example, we sell four different types of home draft products, none of which you can literally stand there and drink on the street. So that part of it is quite safe. The cans and the bottle side, most of our cans and bottles are, when people buy it, are not in ones and twos. They're not your average, let's say, Stella Artois, Budweiser, etc. These are much more, they're craft products. They're a little bit more expensive. They're not in any way cheap, and they are for a more, let's say, discerning taste without being rude to anybody. We don't sell cheap alcohol, and none of our products that we will be selling are high strength. And as I say, 90% of our sales are mainly for home draft products, which can't be consumed on the street and can only be consumed using a machine, which people will only have in their home as it requires electric. So going to the other parts of what we've got, I have had issues in the past, and we must agree with that, with Mr. Whitehouse and obviously Couture Leisure. Regards to what Mr. Whitehouse is saying with car parking tickets, AMPR systems simply don't work like that. AMPR systems work on the fact of when a car registration goes through that camera, it picks it up and it stores it on a system. It doesn't work that way. My car, for example, I've had tickets from the car park before and I've paid them, and I've also had some that have been cancelled off. However, there is no CCTV or AMPR camera that will ever pick up if a vehicle is in a specific car parking space. It doesn't happen. If it does, we wouldn't have traffic wardens going around looking for disabled spaces with other cars in it. I also know that a parking ticket can only be issued, and especially from Parking Guide, can only be issued with a registration plate. I've seen on numerous occasions two vehicles owned by Express Curtains in their own car parking spaces. And yet Mr. Whitehouse's vehicle parked on another part of the car park, one of which was only the other day. So unless he's received through another ticket for that, I'm quite concerned that what he's saying isn't exactly correct in that aspect. We've been asking, along with the landlady of this property, Mrs. Eaton, for numerous months now since we've moved in, for the actual owner of Express Curtains, Miss Hall, to provide us with the deeds to show that they own the land, that they own them to car parking spaces. Mm. This was only received last month. And we've been asking for months and months on end. And interestingly, even though it was only received last month, the email that we got was actually a forwarded email from Mr. Whitehouse to Miss Hall. So Mr. Whitehouse had all these details, and after we'd asked his wife multiple times for these deeds, they never provided them. So the issues themselves have been caused in part by Mr. Whitehouse not providing us in a timely manner with this sort of information. I note as well that for 149 Newport Road, which is the application that we're after today, we have not asked for a fire exit at the back. The reason being is we consulted with the fire authority, and after consulting with them and noting about fire reform act and the fact that our doors would not comply, we took the decision not to put that as a fire exit. The back area of our shop, which we hope, is a staff area, and the staff area can lead very simply onto the front area where a fire exit leads onto the Newport Road safely. In regards to the other fire exit in my other property, I don't believe that that's relevant for this committee, as that already has a license application, already has a license that was applied for with no objections last year. So I think that covers that part. In regards to the barrels at the back, you'll note there are two pictures. The first picture being the one where you can see the car parking sign. That is as the barrels stand at the moment. They are chained securely to a pallet awaiting for collection off our distributor, Heineken UK, which, as you can imagine, since the pandemic and being closed as a bar, we've not been able to have a collection as they've furloughed all their staff. So that situation will be rectified very shortly when we have our new delivery and when we reopen. The second photo, where it shows the back of the Devil's Tap House, where it says fire exit, that photograph is about 2 to 3 months old. It does not look like that anymore, and it is not blocked at all. So I can confirm that that picture is a very old picture, and is more than likely, from the look of it, from, let's say, November, December last year when we first closed. So I don't believe that to be relevant. I personally believe that these objections are personal vendettas against myself. And I don't believe that the reasons that Mr. Whitehouse and Couture Leisure have done these are for the proposals for licensing objectives. As I've stated, I've ran now the Devil's Tap House for coming up to a year with no problems at all, and I've had no issues whatsoever. When I was at the Bear in Stafford, Bear in the town centre, we didn't have any issues there with licensing. And then to have this come onto it after speaking with Mr. Whitehouse and Couture and having arguments where I've been told nasty things, and I've been told I'm abusing people who work for Mr. Whitehouse by the owner of Couture, is quite vexatious and quite vicious to myself, especially since I've had my vehicle blocked in multiple times by Couture Leisure. So to finish, I believe that these are personal vendettas, and I don't believe that these are for the committee. And I hope that today you'll be able to grant this premises licence and help a small business, a young small businessman, grow within the Stafford area. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor, for that. I'm going to move on to Mr. Whitehouse. Have you got any questions that you'd like to put to Mr. Taylor, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Basically, I'd like to answer a couple of his questions. We have had no problems in the last 3 years with any sort of parking tickets. As soon as Mr. Taylor started parking there, we've been getting the tickets. I completely agree with him, as I don't understand why we're getting them. All I'm expressing is that as soon as he's parking there, we have started getting the tickets. With his other question about the deeds, Mr. Taylor has requested the deeds. Well, actually, he sent a formal demand, I think was his words in the email, to Mrs. Hall. What I would like to say at this moment in time, Mrs. Hall was recently widowed in a tragic accident, and I have been working through some of the paperwork. On this occasion, she sent me all the paperwork for the deeds. I sifted through it all, and that is the reason I forwarded it to Mr. Taylor. No other reason is that Mr. Taylor had contacted Mrs. Hall with a formal demand for these deeds. We were reluctant to give them to Mr. Taylor because they are not his properties. He's only the tenant. The property owner, Mrs. Eaton, has never, ever requested these deeds from us. In fact, she was probably involved with the conversations when the parking spaces were first made. So, yes, they did come from me. They come from me after they were sent to me by Mrs. Hall, after she had some aggressive emails from Mr. Taylor. So, yes, the deeds were made there. Yes, he's been made aware that they are legal. And yes, he's continued to park there.
Yeah, if I may.
Yes, Fiona.
These are questions now of Mr. Taylor. Any comments or explanations can be given in terms of summing up at the end.
Yeah.
But these should be questions of Mr. Taylor at this stage.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Fiona. Mr. Parkinson, is there anything that you would like to ask Mr. Taylor?
Just in relation to a lot of his allegations and what have you, his own personal Facebook actually mentioned both businesses and said he thought it was down to a homophobic agenda. I'm just shocked that someone so unbalanced can make these outlandish claims. And, you know, in regards to him being a licensee for 4 years,
in a minute, Mr. Teller, let Mr. Parkinson finish.
I'm a licensee for 20-odd years across massive venues across the country. I'm aware of how you need to behave, you know, what you need to do. As far as I'm aware with Mr. Taylor, he got booted out of his previous club for falling out with the people there. And the last one, although he's running well for a year, he's been closed for that year. So I do have concerns about how he's going to run this off-license. You know, he claimed that people wouldn't be drinking it on the streets. As far as I'm aware, people will drink on the streets if there's alcohol available, especially at 10 or 11 at night.
Is that Mr. Taylor, do you want to come in back in and answer Mr. Parkinson's issues?
Can I ask what the question was? Because it seems, again, like Fiona said, that was more of a statement, again, right, which needs to be in the summing up section and not a question.
Yeah. Is there anything, is there a question?
It was just a rebuke to the outlandish claims he made in his statement.
So no question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Right, I'm going to open it up now to the committee. Ms. Councillor Sutherland, you wanted to come in.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. It really is a sad situation to hear businessmen in the town of Stafford bickering the way you are. And there is no need for personal comments. The situation with Facebook is the internet is a known source of vile use of comments to and whoever is doing it and needs to stop. I don't want to go into that any further, but I am interested into regarding these photos and the rear exits to Couture, sorry, to Express Curtains. So the question really is about the space other than the car parking spaces. Who does that space belong to? Is it the business on the right-hand side? And if so, what is the name of that business? And the beer barrels that are there, I know the comment was one of the photos is 3 months old and not relevant, and the beer barrels are changed or they're collected on a regular basis. I'm unsure who to direct the question to, I'd like the answer, please.
I'm happy to answer that as it's a question to myself.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Taylor. So would you like to answer that?
Yes, so with regards to the land itself, right up to the doors, is owned by Couture Leisure Limited. Well, it's owned by Mr. Graham Pinches. Okay, so that's the director of that company. However, on their deed to the land, all three properties, including 147, 148, and 149, do have a right, as per the land registry documents, for unloading and loading, including a vehicle. So we do have the right of access for that purposes to that property.
Thank you very much. Councillor Sutherland, do you want to come back? Yes, I know I'm coming back to you, don't worry.
can you explain, I believe the fire people have been round to do an inspection, and what did they say about the storage of barrels in the car park in that area at the back?
As it's not, as you can see by the picture with the chains, it's partially away from the fire exit, which is only at the Devil's Tap House, which is 147. It is away from there. So they were happy with that at the moment. We're also having new doors put on the back anyway of the property, which will act as a full fire exit opening outwards to comply even further with the fire reform act. As per the recommendations. However, 149 Newport Road, which is the one in the corner where you can see, that will not be a fire exit, and as such, it is not required to be.
No. When are the new doors and a proper exit being installed?
They've been on order. As far as we're aware, they should be the end of this month.
Okay.
Councillor Sutherland, any more questions?
Yes, I haven't finished yet. Can you please, there seemed to be some discussion about opening times and closing times. Can you please clarify this? Because clearly on the application, it's from 9 till 9 in the morning till 2300 hours.
Yes, we were looking.
The actual opening and closing time of the business.
We were looking at an opening time of 9 till 11, which is similar to off licenses, the same around the area, including Greengate News and Paul's News Agents across the road finish at 9 o'clock. So we were basing it off of that. And then there's a potential for us to start off with while we grow and you know, go forward is probably have a closing time of 6 to 7. And then during, for example, like Christmas opening hours, have it a little bit longer so that we're able to serve needs of people who are coming back from work and travelling. So it was more of a broad timeline, and they will be clarified and changed during the year.
Okay, thanks very much. But so the 2300 hours is just a maximum?
Absolutely, yes.
Right, okay.
Thank you very much.
Just one last question, and that relates to the page 26 and the CCTV equipment. It says the time and date must be set to the correct time relating to BST / GMT times. Who does that and how often is that checked?
So this is something that we discussed with the police, and this is it's set by ourselves, and it's all installed by a CCTV company who ensure that we've got then access to it at all times, as we're required to on the license, and as what the police wanted as well. This will be checked once a month, and we'll ensure that everything's compliant once a month as per trading standards and as agreed with the police and trading standards as mentioned.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Sutherland, have you finished?
Thank you.
Councillor Loughran, have you got any questions?
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Sutherland did deal with quite a few of the issues that I had.
Yeah.
But my one question I would like to ask Mr. Taylor, and that is, these two photographs, now, am I correct in assuming that these beer barrels are not outside 149 Newport Road?
That's correct,
Thank you very much. And I just wanted clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You wanted to come in, Fiona?
Yes, Chair. Just a couple of questions, please. Mr. Taylor, first of all, since you put the application in, which is before the committee today, have you attempted to engage in any way with the objectors?
The objectors were issued with two subject access requests, but that is to do with separate issues and pertinent to a potential civil case and not relevant to this committee.
So you've not attempted to speak to them on an informal basis about the application?
No.
Okay. And in terms of the car park issue, can you confirm, are you actually using those car parking spaces?
Not anymore, not since we've received through the deeds.
But you have previously?
We have previously, however, on occasion, and actually to clarify on that one, we are not parking in them spaces for any more than 15 minutes so that we can unload and load when no one is there at Express Curtains. And this is usually later at night when they've closed. There's also other vehicles that are put on that part from other parts of the car park, including Fountain House next door. And they've never seemed to have taken issue with Fountain House.
Okay, just in terms of your involvement, that's what I'm interested in. So you say since you've had the deeds information, you don't park in those spaces anymore?
We don't park there for any length of time more than 15 minutes while we are loading and unloading.
Okay, and I'm okay with what you said about the fire exit, so I've got no questions in that regard. What can you tell me about the reference to the Facebook pages?
The Facebook pages we took legal advice on, so we asked our licensing solicitor to advise us on this, and as the documentation that obviously for this committee is a public documentation which is available on the council's website and anyone can see, our solicitor advised us that we could place a post on Facebook, but I must confirm that we did not at any point put any defamatory comments ourselves regarding Couture or Express Curtains. I can also confirm that that post has been taken down.
Right, that's lovely. And just one final question. In terms of the opening times, you've made a request to 11 o'clock at night, but you've indicated that you are initially looking to close at 6 or 7 p.m.
That's correct, yes. And I think I've answered this with Councillor Sutherland.
Okay. Are you, would you explore or be willing to consider revising or looking at your application for a shorter period of time?
I would, however, it is then another cost to our business to then put a review of a license application in, which I would be 90% sure that we would then have, again, objections and we'd be in the same position with other people. And also just to finish on that one, there are two licensed premises around this area, including Paul's News Agency, including Greengate News, of which both open till at least 11 o'clock at night. And I believe that if not, then it would be unconstitutional to subject another off license with a different licensing timings as others around the area doing similar things.
Well, I can obviously advise the committee on that, because that would be a different scenario. But the short answer is you would be willing to consider a shorter hours if need be.
We'd be willing to consider potentially 9, 10 o'clock, yes.
Okay, that's fine. I've got no more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fiona. Well, I've got a couple of questions, actually, Mr. I'll come back to you, Mr. Whitehouse, in a minute. Just bear with me. Mr. Taylor, what training will be given to staff for underage drinking?
So we work with a company online called CPL, and all staff will be will go through an online training course for verification of age, which will be conducted online, and that is compliant with the British Institute of Innkeeping's their standard policy, of which we're a member and I am a fellow of.
Thank you very much. Another question, Mr. Taylor. Will all staff be trained in the operation of the CCTV equipment?
They won't be. However, that's not something that is required by police and licensing and trading standards. And it is advised, and it's been agreed, that a competent person, though, will always be on site available to you. So a competent person will always be there. However, not all members of staff, obviously, in regards to GDPR as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And just one more question, actually. How many staff will be on duty at any one time, please?
That's something that I wouldn't be able to say at the moment. It all depends on trading times and trading restrictions, for example. So on a Sunday, we'd be a quieter. So, you know, for example, in the shop, it'd be just one person. Maybe on a Friday, Saturday, it'd be two or three.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Well, I think we've done the parking at the back of the shop and that too, which is one question I got. So I'm now going to move on, actually, and thank you, Mr. Taylor, for that, to the representatives given presentation. Mr. Whitehouse, I'll come to you first. Now, you give summarise your presentation, but no new issues must be put forward. So would you like to summarise, Mr. Whitehouse?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Basically, I would just like to answer some of the questions that have been asked. Councillor Sutherland, I completely agree with you. Express Kearns have been in Stafford for over 40 years, never had any bickering with anybody. And I completely understand. I'd just like to make the point that Mr. Taylor has at no time knocked on our door and discussed any of the matters. I would also like to bring up about the Facebook. Yes, it was actually awful. And if any of the council have been exposed to it, then they understand what we're going through when you get comments like that. Mr. Taylor could have any time removed or deleted any of those posts, especially the ones that were quite vulgar and actually quite defamatory to Express Curtains. I will bring up the parking at the rear of the shop. Mr. Taylor did mention that the fire service have been there. I do not believe the fire service have been there at all. They're not doing any visits during COVID. So he may have spoke to them, but there's been no visits. I will also mention to Mr. Taylor, he did say that he received the deeds on the 3rd of March. That he has categorically stated here that he has not parked there for more than 15 minutes. I would just like to ask him, just to clarify that, he does understand that there are five CCTV cameras in that area, all knowing how long he's parked there. So if he would like to just reconsider his answer to the committee. Of whether
Mr. Whitehouse, that's not a question for this time.
No.
You're summing up.
Sorry, you're summary. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Taylor. Please don't interrupt. Thank you.
Apologies. Sum up then. We do own the spaces there. We would like to work with everybody as we have done for the last 40 years. It hasn't come forward. We need those spaces. We want those spaces. And I would like everybody to work together in a nice fashion, which I think is quite possible if everybody actually got around the table and discussed it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Yeah. Is that your summarisation? Have you finished now?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Parkinson, would you like to come in and summarise your case, please, but no new issues? Thank you.
Of course. In summary, I'd like to see if it does get its licence granted, the licence is granted with shorter hours and not trading as an off-licence, as the direct comparison with off-licences obviously bears no relevance from the kind of alcohol that Jack
claimed he's going to be selling. I also hope that Jack could be responsible with his Facebook posting, both on his business page and his personal page, and show himself as a responsible licensee if the license is granted. And I certainly hope that any fire exit issues around the back have been thoroughly looked into, as I'm totally aware that Jack has claimed he's got rights on those fire exits and he hasn't. I just hope we can get all this put to bed. You know, we can all move on with our lives. And that's basically it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Parkinson. Mr. Taylor, can I now ask you to summarise your case, please, and no new issues? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I believe that these issues have been, as I've stated before, a personal vendetta against myself, and I wish for the committee to consider this application, as I believe that this will be an asset to the town. The issues that we've covered, I believe, are fairly stringent, and we've gone through a lot of them. We must also make sure that the car parking issues at the back are not relevant to the licensing authority and the licensing objectives, and we need to consider that as well. In turn, I hope that you can support and help a local business in this. And again, like Mr. Whitehouse has said, that eventually we can get to a point where we can sit down, have a mutual conversation, and let's work through some of these problems once this business is up and running. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Turley, for that. I think now the committee will go into, shall we say, recess and look at the situation and come back with our answer. So are we going into a break round? And thank you all for your time and your presentations, and we hopefully won't take too long. Mr. Andrew, are we going into a breakout room or what's happening? And took a little bit longer than we thought, actually. But we've made a decision, and the decision is the licensing subcommittee was asked to consider the application for the premises license for the Great British Beer Company Limited under Part 3 of the Licensing Act 2003. The application is confirmed within the report of the Staffordshire Borough Council's licensing officer dated 6th of April 2021, and we have granted the license. The steps for the licensing subcommittee is to consider whether to determine the application and the Licensing Act 2003 in relation to the application are to grant the license. So that is the decision of the committee to grant the license. Okay. So,
and just to indicate what the chair has said, the license being granted with the conditions as negotiated the police and trading standards, and also the council's licensing conditions, standard conditions. So that's the basis of the license being granted. Full reasons for the licensing committee's decision will be sent out to you. So you will get a copy of that. And that will also include any right of appeal in relation to that decision.
So can I thank everybody for their time and their patience and for coming to the meeting this morning, and take care, everyone, and enjoy the sunshine, and thank you.